As we enter this new year, my question to all of us will be, how would you approach this new year? Yes, we say, thank you, Jesus. Now we already take our step in, okay? We are now on 3rd January. How would you approach this new year? You know, as I hear around, okay, there are people who are skeptical. There are people who are fear and doubt, all right? And there are people with faith and courage. And we have this mixture, okay, of this reply or things that you are hearing right now. When I look back at all the years, you know, many times when we are in school, for those, you know, you are in school, I always wonder, all right, when people talk about why in the girls' school, there's always two girls going to the toilet, all right? And then when they ask permission for going to the toilet, there's always two person going, all right? And then for me, it's like each time when it's time to go to the school office, nobody from the class will want to go. All right, and then they will be pushing to one another, and ended up it's always me who go to the school office, and especially meeting the school principal. Right now, looking back at those schooling days or varsity days, likewise, you know, when you enter the working world, it's also the same. Then in your working office, it will always be two girls, okay, going to the toilet together. All right, and when it's time for somebody from the department to go and meet the MD or to meet the CEO for certain kind of requests and so on, everybody will just be pushing to one another, all right? So, lo and behold, I'm still the one that asked to go, okay, to meet the MD or whatever to get approval. Honestly, okay, I am like all of you, okay? I'm an introvert, okay? I'm a very shy person. The last thing, okay, that I will want, okay, is to go to the limelight, okay, or to meet people, okay, who are high in ranking, okay, that will be the last thing I will do. But I also recall a time that Mio and I was in this place, right? I could remember that place, but we were at the counter, and there were nobody there, all right? So my wife was like trying to look where is this person in charge, and was like looking, and then we heard a voice, hello. And we didn't see anyone. I was wondering where the voice came from. It came from my son, David. He was just about maybe 5-6 years old. And he was so bold and said, hello! I was like, wow, what got into this young man? Okay, such boldness that came upon him right now. Many times I also met friends and from different churches and all those. And also come to a point, okay, when we about to leave and I say, oh, I know your pastor, send my regards to, okay, your pastor. But that friend of mine will say, no, we don't talk to our pastor. So I hope all of you, okay, don't be afraid, okay, to come, okay, and talk, okay, to me. You know, I was wondering why, okay, people feel puzzled, okay, in that sense, okay, for not able to meet people or talk to people. Why I'm saying these stories with you today? Let me tell you, there's a story in the Bible about these two person, okay? These two guys, they were described as being uneducated, they were unschooled and untrained, and they are common people, all right? But they were bold, they were fearless, and their name were Jet Li and Bruce Lee. No. They are Peter and John. You know, Acts 4:13 says this. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, I commit our new year before you, year 2021. We thank you for 2020. We know, oh God, there are many things ahead of us. Father, you see every of the detail of our life today, even as we begin a new year, our new Sunday, first Sunday of the year. I pray, oh God, even as I preach the word, okay, from this story, Father, I ask, oh God, Holy Spirit, come, teach us, guide us, okay, lead us, oh God, for 2021. I give thanks, I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. All right. So today I want to talk about this word called boldness. All right. I pray that this year, everything that's going around us, and probably many of us are just wonder what is going to take place, what future beholds you. Let me just say that let this year be the year of boldness. All right. Why? Because every nation world has chosen this theme called Awesome God. Okay. If we have the Awesome God with us, we better be bold, okay, with what God called us, okay, to do. All right. So I'm going to explore Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4, okay, as we look into this story of these two men, okay, Peter and John. Amen. Now, when I say bonus, I'm not talking about you going for skydiving, going for bungee jump, or even kill cockroaches. All right. So I'm not talking about that. Or eat as much as you can. All right. Not about that. All right. Now, my question for all of us will be, what make Peter and John bold? Why were they so bold? Now, let me tell you, if you have read the gospel, they were not. All right. When Jesus was being arrested, okay, when Jesus was being beaten, all right, by the Roman soldiers, the disciples ran away. Peter was hiding in the shadows. When somebody recognizes him, what happened? 3 times Peter denied Jesus. Was he bold? Not at all. He was full of fear. But he became so bold, and Acts 2 recorded that he stood up and preached. And 3,000 added. Get to the church. That was Peter. Once upon a time was full of fear, but then became a man full of boldness. What changes? What changed them from a whim, okay, to someone that is full of witness for Jesus, okay, full of boldness? What gave them? What happened? What turned them around? All right. So Acts 3 and Acts 4 talk about Peter and John was being arrested. Okay, they were arrested because they started by healing a lame man, a lame beggar, about to say burger, all right now, lame beggar, okay, at a temple gate. Now, the story goes like this, all right? So, in Acts chapter 3, you will turn with me, Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10, we're going to read a couple of verses just to get the background, all right? Why were Peter and John arrested? Why were they so bold? So, in verse 1, now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Friends, we got to pray. This new year, we got to fast and pray. Okay, there's a time called the hour of prayer. And that is the night hour. You know what's the night hour? It's 3 p.m., man. 3 p.m. Shall we have a prayer meeting at 3 p.m.? Yes, 3 p.m., all right? 3 p.m., where everybody chooses to sleep. Today, 3 o'clock. All right, now, let's move on. Okay, it says, and a man lame from birth was being carried wound. Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. That is called the beautiful gate. So in other words, you bring someone of that into the beautiful gate, the gate no longer beautiful, all right? So here was the scenario. Now, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. So this man lame from birth, all right? So capture that. Verse 4, and Peter directed his gaze at him as did John, said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said this, see where to go, I have none. But in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And took him by the right hand and raised him up. Immediately his feet and ankle were made strong. So you picture in your mind, there's this beautiful gate. There was this lame beggar, all right, right from birth. He's been carried there every day to ask for alms, all right? Now, after Peter and John said, Siva and go, I have none, rise up and walk, what happened next? And leaping, he stood and began to walk and enter the temple with them, walking and leaping, praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Friends, do you know what had just happened? I believe he was 40 years old. Okay, at the later of the chapter, he was 40 years. For 40 years, he's been lying in there. People carrying him there. And he couldn't get into the church. Hello? Friends, sometimes we come to a place that you're so desperate, you can't come into the presence of God. And having that in mind, he was already there even in Jesus' time. Even before Jesus went to the cross. And everybody see this man couldn't even get into the church. And here comes, Jesus left that job, okay, for Peter and John. And see where I go, I have none. Rise up in the name of Jesus, and he walked and praising God, leaping, jumping, okay, praising God. How many of us will come to the church or to the presence of God, leaping, jumping, praising God? That should be our attitude when we enter, okay, the house of God or come into the presence, okay, of God. Now, Let's continue verse 11. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico of called Solomon. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power and piety we have made him walk?" And Peter continued to preach until the end of chapter 3. All right, Peter just boldly and just preached. And people were excited, okay, to hear what God is doing, all right? Now, but the situation changed around when you go to Acts 4. Yeah, people are excited for Jesus. I hope you're excited about Jesus. But there are still people who were not excited, okay, about Jesus. And here was, okay, the religious people. As they were speaking to the people, who are they? The priests, okay, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducee people. Okay, don't be like the priest or the captain or the Sadducees, okay, that came upon them greatly annoyed because they were teaching. Peter and John were teaching the people proclaiming Jesus, okay, the resurrection from the dead. You know why? Because the Sadducees did not believe, okay, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then what happened next? They arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. So they were confronted. Friends, if you want to live right with Jesus, you want to preach the gospel, you just have to get over it. There will be people who will oppose, okay, you for doing so, all right? So here, verse 13, that's where, okay, they saw the boldness of Peter and John. So in this message, my question to all of us is, what if you could discover why they were so bold? What if you could have the same boldness? Don't you think your world will change? Won't you think that you will reach, okay, the world, your world, okay, for the Lord Jesus Christ? Isn't it true today that people became bold for the wrong things? All right? Now, in our world today, in terms of worldview has changed, okay, people were very bold, okay, in the wrong things, like when it comes to gay, it comes to transgender, same-sex marriage, cohabitation, they're very bold. Okay, on that. The wrong has become right and the right has become wrong. You know what Billy Sunday, one of the evangelists, has said this: the world is wrong, the world is wrong side up. It needs to be turned upside down in order to be right side up. Maybe you can make it a song, right? Okay, now what make Peter and John bold? I reading the scripture, I want to give you three open secrets. Okay, it's open secret. Okay, what make Peter and John so bold? My prayer for all of us, all right, as we enter this brand new year, let us be bold. But what was the secret that Peter and John turned them around? They were just full of fear. When you may have your own fear, I have my own fear. Okay, you have not seen me in the past. Okay, I'm the last person if you would ask me. All right, now, number one, let's look at this verse. Verse 13, my anchor verse. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated, common men. They were astonished. Friends, they were with Jesus for 3 years. They would have finished whether diploma, degree or whatever. 3 years, Jesus was their lecturer, their dean, everything, and training all the time, all right? So, and this is what they recognized, that they had been with Jesus. The first open secret to be bold is this: they had been with Jesus. Friends, Peter and John will be with Jesus right from the beginning. When Jesus called them, they immediately responded. Leave your nets, and we responded, okay, to Jesus. They were the first-hand eyewitness of Jesus. They saw Jesus going to the cross. They were the first eyewitness. They saw Jesus die. They saw Jesus being persecuted, being tortured. Okay, at the courtyard, they were with Jesus. When Jesus called them, it's to be with Jesus all the time. Eat, sleep, wherever Jesus go, they are with Jesus. Jesus see them through and through. All right, they are like the unwanted. Okay, but Jesus recruited them. Because they have been with Jesus, the people saw their bonus. My question to all of us is, when people see you, what do they see? How did they describe you? For those in school, what do your classmate, and those working, what your colleague, what about your neighbors say about you? What about your family and all others? Or when you go down to the hawker center, what do they say about you? When you're on the road, what do they say? That's a big question, okay, for all of us. All of us, although we never be, all right? The 100% first eyewitness, we never, all right? 2,000 over years has already passed. We are not, okay, the first eyewitness. But you can encounter Jesus. They had been with Jesus. Which, in other words, you can encounter Jesus. Let's talk about Paul himself, all right? Paul, what happened to Paul? Before Paul's life was changed, he was a crazy man, all right? Acts, okay, recorded that Saul was ravaging the church. And entering the house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to Jesus. To prison. Right, from prison, okay, coming to Jesus. He was dead. Dragged believers to put them in prison. Chapter 9, verse 1 and 2 says that Saul still breathing threats and murder. Have you met people like that? He's breathing smell, threats and murder. Against the disciple of the Lord, and went to the high priest and asked for letters. So he goes getting a license to arrest, all right? Now, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus so that he found any belonging to the way, man or woman, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. That was Paul, all right? And then the turning point came, the biggest encounter of Paul, okay, when he was approaching Damascus, okay, on the streets, okay, to Damascus, suddenly the light came, he encountered Jesus. Falling to the ground, he heard the voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" It was an encounter that Paul has that turned his life around. Friends, from that day onwards, from a deadly persecutor of the church, he became the fiery preacher, okay, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Friends, I want to encourage all of you that you encounter Jesus all over again. You have stories and testimony that you have encountered Jesus. But I want to encourage you, all right, this year, encounter Jesus all over again. Build your word life. Go deeper in the Lord. Make a point, okay, to read the Bible. You know, now in the internet world, all right, even the YouVersion, they have so many plans, okay, for you. You just have to pick up, you play, you listen, you read, all right. Do that. Right now, when I was very young, my early pastors, all right, said this. See, a dirty Bible is a clean believer. Have you all heard that? All right. Then I tried to search and then I found this. A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. All right. And a worn out Bible illustrated a well-read believer. You know, I have so many Bibles. This is among the one that I'm carrying right now. Those days, my Bible has become, even my Bible also got stolen. Praise God. After got stolen, I said, praise God. All right. It's stole the right thing. All right. The Bible got stolen. There's one time, Mio was also being robbed. You know, they smashed the glass of the door, you know, of the car door. All right. And they grabbed, okay, her bag. It was the Bible. You know, those days we carry the Bible with a zip, okay? They thought it was a purse, all right? God bless, okay, the person. May he come to know the Lord, okay? Amen? So a broken Bible is a lie broken for Jesus, ready to be used by Jesus. Let this year be a year that you encounter Jesus. Amen? Second secret. The first one is that they have been with Jesus, so you encountered him. The second open secret is they were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. All right, now why do I say that? Now they were arrested. Okay, they have been questioned. Now here, on the next day, okay, another three groups of people, the ruler, the elders, the scribe gathered together in Jerusalem. And more people, and Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, all who were the high priestly family, all came together. Who are these Peter and John? And they had sat in the midst, and they inquired, by what power Okay, the question by them is, by what power? We knew and we read in Acts 1, Jesus has been asking them to wait for the power to come upon them. And now all of them were very curious, by what power? Many people are curious, okay, how people are healed, how people are delivered. Friends, one of the secrets is that you be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And here in verse 8, okay, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders. Do you know, I didn't put all the rest because Peter starts to preach again. He preached to all these high-ranking people. All right. So with that, why is so bold? Because he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. By what power? Holy Spirit. You know, when do you know what did they preach? Verse 1, verse 3, they preach what? They preach and proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They preach Jesus is alive. They were bold and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the boldness and the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them. Friends, let me tell you, I was so afraid, okay, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ when I come to know the Lord. I don't know about you. How many of you have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, when you tell somebody about Jesus, your heart, faster than you meet your girlfriend or boyfriend. Friends, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. When I was baptized by the Holy Spirit, my life wasn't the same anymore. You know how many people come to know and believe Jesus Christ because he preached by the power of the Holy Spirit? Now, Acts 4:4, continue that verse, it says, but many of those who heard and believed, the number of men came to about 5,000. Acts 2, 3,000 added. Acts 4, 5,000 come to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. So this year, 2021, as a pastor, I strongly encourage you to be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit and believe that, believe me, okay, your life, okay, will never be the same again. Before these disciples receive a power of the Holy Spirit, quote unquote, Jesus saying, wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus saying, you now know power, all right? Wait for the power to come upon you. I do not know how you look at your life. Is your life boring? Are you living a boring life? Friends, one thing about boring life is that, okay, I don't know, your life may be boring, your life group may be boring, maybe your church also boring, all right? Maybe you come to church, you feel boring. But let me say this, my God is never boring. When I read the Bible, it's never boring. You know why? How can it be boring when you read the Bible when God says he stopped the sun? How can it be boring when I talk about Daniel was thrown into the lion's den? How can it be boring to read stories like that? How can it be boring when Jesus did a miracle and feed the 5,000? How can it be boring when Jesus come and the lame walk, the blind see, the dead raise? How can it be boring? Never boring. Until when you are filled with Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit guide you, okay, to read the word become alive. Because our God is alive. He is an awesome God. I'm going to, this 5 days prayer and fasting, encourage you, okay, to fast. So this year, be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Be bold to preach what? Be like Peter and John. Preach. Okay, preach the Jesus crucified and be resurrected. That's what he preached. They preach. All right, don't preach other things. Preach Jesus crucified and resurrected. Amen. So the third one, as you're going to close soon, all right? Number one, the open secret, they have been with Jesus. So what you do? You encounter Jesus. Two, by what power? Power, Holy Spirit. Number three, that's three. Verse 7 again. So by what power? Or by what name do you do this? One more time. And when they had set them in the midst, been questioned, acquired, by what power? The second was, or by what name did you do this? So number three, they knew no other name. They only knew one name. What's the name? Jesus. They only knew the name of Jesus. They only go in the name of Jesus. They only pray in the name of Jesus. So look at this. In Acts 4, verse 10 to 11, it continues to say that, you know, Peter continued to preach, right? So verse 9, it says, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed. Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, who has become the cornerstone. Do you know what happened? It's like they are saying, this Jesus you all crucify, you know, this Jesus, you know, you put him to death. This Jesus. Do you think they are looking for trouble? Surely. But they have such boldness, okay, to stand and proclaim the name of Jesus. That's where in verse 12, that I also like this scripture very much, that says, and there is no salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other name. First, they have been with Jesus. Two, by what power? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Number three, by the name of Jesus. Amen? All right? Now, with that, all this took place because these two fishermen were so bold, caused an uproar, okay, in the temple and healing the lame beggar from birth by the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus. So friends, when you preach the gospel, whose name? Jesus. Not Jonathan's name, huh? Okay, Jesus' name. Jesus is the Savior of the world. When you preach whose name? Jesus. Preach Jesus' name. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Preach Jesus boldly. You know, some people are bold in a crowd. When you see a crowd, they become bold. Some people are very bold, but they talk to you at the back. You understand what I mean? All right, so they talk behind your back. But this Peter and John, they were so bold, even though they are just minority of two. So be bold for the right thing. They boldly declare there is no salvation, only the name of Jesus. They knew the name of Jesus. So when you pray in Jesus' name. All right. When we pray for those who are healed, in Jesus' name. Not somebody else's name. Not Johnny, Sunny, Tony. Alright? Jesus is the healer. When you praise and worship God, you exalt whose name? Jesus' name. So I want all of us, when you think about the name of Jesus, you pray, you worship, love Jesus all over again. When you come to worship, love Jesus and worship Him. Okay, worship His name. You know what the Bible says? That when you lift up the name of Jesus, when you exalt the name of Jesus, what happens? You will draw all men. Right, lift up the name of Jesus. So continue the story as we're going to end. So it says in verse 14 and 20, let's read this passage that we know, right? By seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition, but when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another, saying, what shall we do with this man? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it, right? Now, but in the order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name. So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. They have been warned, cannot speak this name of Jesus. How many of you have been confronted? I was. You cannot, huh? You don't pray in the Holy Spirit, huh? You don't say name of Jesus in front of me. Don't say this to my family. I've gone through that. All right, I have letters written to me. Letters warn me not to pray in tongues and not to pray, okay, in the Holy Spirit. I have received that. All right, now. But then Peter and John answered this. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. So for we cannot speak. But speak of what we have seen and heard. Friends, that's where every one of us need to encounter Jesus. If you have encountered Jesus, don't stop there. Encounter Jesus this whole year, all over again. Right? This year. Okay? Because they were so bold, because they were being with Jesus. I want you to encounter Jesus all over again. Be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and new other name. That's why they were so bold. Okay? With that, okay, what happened? Okay, what they pray after that? Okay, and now look upon their threats and grant. This is their prayer. Okay, and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. speak the word with boldness. While you stretch your hand to heal, the signs and wonders are performed through the name of the Holy Servant Jesus. And when they have prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. One more time, fill Holy Spirit. And they continue to speak the word of God with boldness. Acts 1, Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, Holy Spirit came down. Just now we read, when they were questioned, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Here in chapter 4, filled with the Holy Spirit again. So in other words, as I close, friends, this year, 2021, you can be bold. How? The secret is you encounter Jesus. Encounter Jesus all over again, every day. You wake up, you're working, you're in school, in your college, in city, in your workplace. Encounter Jesus all over again. At home, cooking, whatever you are doing, encounter Jesus. You know, I heard stories. People, you know, pastors, they play football, and then they heard, this not God calls me to do play football, and then they serve God full time. You already heard about many stories, you know, they're just in the market, and then they heard, they realize their call is to go, okay, preach the gospel. Encounter Jesus all over again. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit over and over and over again. And preach the name of Jesus. Can I have a good amen? And then, I want to hear how people are going to describe you. Because Acts, go back to Acts 4:13 that says, when they saw Peter and John, they saw boldness. So if you encounter Jesus this year, if you fill with the power of the Holy Spirit again and again and preach the name of Jesus, what people are going to describe you? When you go back to your workplace, you go back to your university, you wherever you are, what people are going to describe you? Are they going to say, ayo, that girl, ayo, that man, ayo. Or they're going to say this, you see, wow, that one, you know what is her problem, you know what is his problem? He's just too bold. She is just too bold. She will just do anything. He or she is just unstoppable. This is unbeatable. He or she is just bold. What do people see in you? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can I wish it back? Okay, as we close the service. This year, 2021, you can be bold. Shall we pray? Father God, I want to commit all of us into your hands as we enter this new year, 2021. With all the minds everywhere, the count of COVID continue to increase, and we do not know when this is going to be over. At the same time, when we hear about vaccine that coming and all kind of news that's going around, but Father, we're going to believe, oh God, Lord, just like Peter and John, people saw the boldness in their life. Today I pray that all of us, okay, will choose to be like Peter and John. I want to ask all of you to place your right hand on your chest. I'm going to pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Hearing the message today as we look at Peter and John, what made them bold? And I pray, oh God, that all of us can be bold. Okay, I pray, Lord God, that we will encounter Jesus all over again this year. Father, I pray, Lord God, that all of us, okay, will fill with the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, again and again and again, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord God, as we encounter you, as we fill with the power of the Holy Spirit, and Father, help us that we only knew one name, and that name is none other than the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the healer. Jesus, you are, okay, the Savior of the world. Jesus, you carry that awesome name, the beautiful name of the Lord. Father, today I pray that each and every one of us, as we learn that, as we encounter you, as we fill with the power of the Holy Spirit, as we know the name of Jesus, Father, help us to translate that all, to honor you and make disciples. That we will preach the gospel boldly, that we will win the lost and disciple and love you all over again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I commit all of us into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone say, amen. So God bless you. Be bold, okay, this year.